This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government today decided to include the caste enumeration as part of the next census. The Cabinet Committee on Political Affairs, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has taken a decision in this regard. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed about the Cabinet decision at a media briefing today.
Under the leadership of our Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji, Cabinet Committee of Political Affairs has decided today that caste enumeration should be included in the forthcoming census. This demonstrates that a government is committed to the values and interests of a society and country.
Mr. Vaishnav said some states have done this well, while some others have conducted such surveys purely from a political angle and in a non-transparent way. He added that such surveys have created doubts in society. Mr. Vaishnav said, considering all these facts and to ensure that the country's social fabric is not disturbed by politics, caste enumeration should be transparently included in the census instead of surveys. Taking on opposition Congress, Mr. Vaishnav said, most of the political parties had recommended caste census. Despite this, the Congress government decided to conduct only a survey instead of a caste census. The union minister informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved a new highway from Shillong to Silchar at a cost of 22,864 crore rupees.
166 kilometers, four lane, access controlled. This will be the new highway which will basically provide a major connectivity to Tripura, Manipur and Mizoram. And because of the northeast terrain, 19 major bridges, 153 minor bridges, 326 culvert, 22 underpasses, 26 vehicle overpasses and 34 viaduct amounting to about 9 kilometers. Bahut hi complex project hai, and this will become a major lifeline for the entire north.
The CCEA also approved fair and remunerative price of sugarcane for sugar season 2025-26 at 355 rupees per quintal for farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate India's first-of-its-kind World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 at the Jio World Convention Centre in Mumbai tomorrow. The four-day summit, with the tagline Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries, is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. The summit will witness participation from over 90 countries with more than 10,000 delegates. During the summit, India will host the Global Media Dialogue for the first time with ministerial participation from 25 countries. Our correspondent reports that Prime Minister Modi will also visit the Creatosphere and interact with creators selected from the 32 Create in India challenges. The Director General of Military Operations, DGMO, of the Indian Army has spoken to the Pakistani DGMO and warned against any unprovoked violations by the Pak Army along the line of control. According to defence sources, the two DGMOs talked through the established military hotline yesterday. The Indian official flagged the matter of unprovoked ceasefire violations by Pakistan. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will visit Russia to attend the Victory Day parade to be held in Moscow on the 9th of next month. Russia had extended an invitation to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to attend the ceremony. The Russian side was informed earlier that the Defence Minister will represent India at the parade. Lieutenant General Pratik Sharma today took over as the new Commander-in-Chief of the Udhampur-based Northern Army Command. Lieutenant General Sharma is replacing Lieutenant General M.V. Suchendra Kumar after his 15-month tenure in office. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has dismantled the cybercrime networks with international linkages which were involved in online child sexual exploitation. The CBI took the action under Operation Hawk, which has been launched on the basis of inputs received from the USA. The All India Consumer Price Index for agricultural labourers for March eased to 3.73% as compared to 7.15% in the same month the previous year. And with that, we end this news bulletin.